Scene 8. Twilight of the next day. The monkey house at the zoo. One spot of clear gray light falls on the front of one cage so that the interior can be seen. The other cages are vague, shrouded in shadow, from which chatterings pitched in a conversational tone can be heard. On the one cage, a sign from which the word gorilla stands out. The gigantic animal himself is seen squatting on his haunches on a bench in much the same attitude as Rodin's The Thinker. Yank enters from the left. Immediately, a chorus of angry chattering and screeching breaks out. The gorilla turns his eyes but makes no sound or move. Yank visits the monkey house to meet the gray ape. Yank takes it for his brother and shows great sympathy to it. Yank is not accepted anywhere in human society. In the beginning, the hairy ape seemed to be an abusive term to him, but now he takes pride in it and visits the monkey house at the zoo. He reaches the hairy ape and takes him to be his brother. Yank opens the cage and asks the hairy ape to come out of the cage to shake hands with him. He proposes to take the ape for a walk up to Fifth Avenue. He hopes the ape will help him in destroying all things present there. Yank knows there all things belongs to capitalists. Thus, he will be able to take revenge with the help of the hairy ape. Yank, pardon from the governor, step out and shake hands. I will take you for a walk down Fifth Avenue. We will knock them often the oath and croak with the band playing. Come on, brother. The hairy ape disappoints Yank by hugging him so strongly that his ribs are crushed and a cry comes out of his mouth. The ape throws him in the cage and goes away in darkness. Yank realizes that the ape hugged him like Zybisco, Zybsko, a champion wrestler. Yank has no complaint against the ape's violent behavior. His heart is broken with the thought that even the ape does not accept him as his brother. It shows that Yank does not belong to him. Yank, say the otter match him with Zybisco. He got me all right. I am trouble. Even him didn't think I belonged. Yank calls all ladies and gentlemen to come close to him, for he is not an ordinary creature. He one and the only in the world, for none belongs to him and he belongs to neither human beings nor apes. He is dying, therefore. He is asking them not to miss the opportunity, for then after they would only hear about him, but his sight would not be available. It is a great irony that even in these circumstances, he is able to establish his superiority on account of being the one and only genuine gorilla, the hairy ape brought from an unknown forest. He is sure people would be interested in having a look at him after knowing that he is a strange creature. Yank, Ladies and gents, step forward and take a slant at the one and only, his voice weakening, one and original hairy ape from the wilds of. Scene 8, which is the last scene, is over.